when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all our precious, precious Blood River Radio listeners. And I don't say fans, I say family members, people that support us. It is so wonderful to be here today. I tell you what, just before I go to the prayer, I had a long talk with Sam Bushman yesterday. And I've got to say this ahead of time. You know, me and Sam, we've had fights before. Used to fight with James, used to fight with Keith. I guess everybody I've ever been in contact with, all these people have personality defects because I'm perfect. But you know what? I'll have to say this. I've never, ever been so proud to be the founder of Blood River Radio. I've never, ever been so proud to be associated with Sam Bushman and Liberty News Radio and everybody that goes with it. I found out some stuff yesterday that Sam told me that really made me feel good. Some of the things Sam said about Blood River, said about me, to kind of paraphrase what Pastor Butch Paul used to say, who had his radio show. This ain't a game, folks. This is serious business we're in. And things have gotten hotter than I knew. And I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. But anyway, I'd just like to say, I was getting kind of tired and tired of our people that we can't get anybody to fight. I didn't think we were making any headway. I didn't think we were having as much difference as I'd like to make. I found out different yesterday, people. And it's not all good. Some of it's kind of spooky. Anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio, the only radio station on the face of this earth that I know of, that we have dedicated our soul, sworn on the altar of God Almighty, that we will fight the global white genocide with every blood cell in our body. That's what we do. Today is December the 9th. In the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is no other. There ain't no mamby-pamby preacher. There ain't no pope. There ain't no brother. There ain't no, what do you call it, the deacon. None of that crap is going to save you. It is Jesus Christ, Almighty, plus nothing. I talked about that with Sam yesterday. Anyway, people, if you will, you know the drill. We all say a prayer here. And last week, I read scriptures. Today, I'm going to do something that I really, excuse this hack, it's still compliments of the New York City Marathon, where I got hypothermia. So please bear with me. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to do, I think, the most crucial thing in the Bible. Nothing could be more crucial than this, or more crucial to you and your salvation. This is called the Romans Road. It's not me saying it, the Romans Road. It's well-known scriptures from where? Romans. And this will tell you pretty much all you need to know. So if you will, people, here we go. This comes before the prayer. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, verse A. But The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It doesn't say through our Mormon church, through our Baptist church, through our Baptist church, through our rosary beads, through the Presbyterian. It says, folks, through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's Romans 6:23b. I told that to Sam yesterday. God bless him for keeping us on the air through hell and high water. I mean, I'll tell you about that later. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 5, verse 8. Boy, Paul was on fire, man. St. Paul, God, he's the man. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's one of my favorite ones. Listen, my very first marathon I ran here in Memphis, I called on that prayer several times because I did not think I was going to make it. I'll say that again. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans 10:13. You can't get any more crucial than that, people. You need to memorize that one. Anybody should be able to memorize those two little lines. That if thou shalt, and this is crucial right here. This I remember me and a Frank White talked about this, this particular verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that the God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:19. Man, that is dynamite right there. So, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. That's what is really known as the Romans Road, people. And if you know that, you don't really, you don't need any part by the Bible. You really don't even need that. You can, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you can go and ask Jesus Christ to save your sorry butt, like I did, it will be done. If you pray with all sincerity, and I beseech everybody listening to this program to do that, because I don't want to see any of you people to go to hell. And please don't think I'm high and mighty. I think I'm any better than anybody else. No, sirree. I pray to God every day for me not to be led astray. And I'm not only a sinner, I'm probably a chief sinner. But it doesn't matter what I've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. All that matters is you can, if you come and ask Jesus Christ humbly, sincerely, to please save you, he will do that. He will wash, though your sins be as scarlet, they will be washed as white as snow by the precious saving blood of Jesus Christ. That is a promise. That is promised to you people, but not me, but my God Almighty, but God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's all there is to it. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. For that, people, I'll just say a quick little prayer, because I've taken up a lot of time reading the Romans Road. If you will, people, please bow your heads. Almighty Father God, thank you so much for keeping me, Blood River, all of our people in Blood River, for Liberty News Radio, all the precious people, including precious little Lizzie tonight, who's guiding our show perfectly. Bless her sweet little heart. Lord, please continue to look after us, though we do not deserve it. Please continue to give us the courage, Lord, to keep going, forging ahead in battle against your enemy. We all know who that enemy is. It is the eternal Jew. It is the eternal poisoners of the well. It is anyone, Lord, who denies that your son, Jesus Christ, was raised on the third day. That is the enemy. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. Let us never lose faith. Never let us lose courage. Let us always fight with every ounce of blood in our body, Lord, to defeat the devil, to dispel all the devil's lies, to break these scales off of the people, our people's eyes, Lord, and wake as many up as we can. Although, Lord, you know we don't need any, we don't need these masses, because you have proved over and over again, Lord, that you have always worked through the minority. Anyway, I ask all this in your son's name, your precious son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth, who died, who was raised on the third day to save our sorry souls. While we were yet sinners, Lord, your son died to save us. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, as you know, I've used up a little time there, but listen, as you know, we always go to the donors. And we had some. I'm going to go to this, and I'm going to go to this in the card, Christmas cards. I got it's a very interesting card just this day. It came, the envelope had my address on the top left-hand corner and my address on the bottom right-hand corner. It came from an anonymous listener. And here's what he has to say. Dear Eddie, I'm hoping the foil of this envelope will shield the magnetic strip of this bill. You are the best. And when he said that, I know he means our precious co-host too. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Signed, a devoted listener. May God bless and protect you always. And he put a very nice donation inside that card. I would like to thank him very much. I really would, because we cannot survive without donations. If it weren't for those donations, we wouldn't be able to be sending in a year in advance. People were getting ready to pay Sam Bushman for a full year in advance for airtime. We'll have to do it Monday. My bank, the four-year thing was closed today. Anyway, when we come back, I'll finish reading our cards, and I'll finish announcing who our donors are. So hang on, people. Be right back in just a minute.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Some men you just can't reach. Thank God. Thank God that the government and the Bilderbergs and the G World Order is not going to be able to reach us. Well, people, I'm going right back. I've got to go through our correspondence we got. Listen, here's a great letter, a great Christmas card right here. It says, to Eddie and Brenda. It says, Merry Christmas from our family to yours. That's from, I used to call him the Bearded Wonder, Richard Hamblin and my little baby sister, Janice Hamblin. And I got the list of the donors right here that I got to read them in a minute after I do these cards right here. But anyway, Janice sent in a nice little donation. She certainly did this past week. And I will get to the donors just a minute. Even after I made my little list here who donated, I'm going to read these cards and I'll tell you the rest of the people who donated. I love, Lord knows I love getting cards and letters. I really do. Well, let me give you the donors and I'm going to go to the rest of the letters. Anyway, we said, my baby sister, Janice Hamblin. Thank you so much, just Janice. I appreciate that so much. And I love the Christmas card. And people, I know you heard me say this before. This guy, Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. I've talked to him not too long ago about this beta blocker drug I've got. He's a big help about that. But anyway, thank you so much, Sister Janice, and thank you so much, Brother Jay-Z. Brother Jay-Z, I can't say this enough. He's combat wounded in Vietnam. He's a blood brother. And he's still got the after effects to show for it. He's one of the movers and shakers in military order of the Purple Heart. I'm not going to say anymore. I don't want to give him away. Also, we had some guys that were missing in action for a while. Steve in Baltimore. Steve, thank you so much. Steve's kind of a wild and crazy guy. He sends these letters. Listen, these letters. I'm trying to, I never read his letters because they're kind of long, but I'm going to try to read this one because I don't want to disgrace him. I don't want to dishonor the guy. If he writes this letter, I'm going to try to read it. It was dated December the 4th. He's got down to say, I'm not a Catholic, so I don't know what this means. It says, St. Peter Chrysologos Doctor. I don't know what that means, but evidently he does. Here's what he says. Hello, Eddie. I have had a hiatus for a while. I'll say we hadn't heard you in a long time, but thank you for getting back. I had worried about you there. I really was. He said, I hope it is not a big if that you read the covenant issue. The promise to Abraham of the land promised to the Jews was unconditional. He said it was conditional on, was not conditional on God's part, but was conditional, part on the Jews. Kind of having a little tough time reading this, but I'm going to slug through. It says they violated the terms and rendered the promise null and void. He's right. They did violate the terms. I don't know, I'm looking here, but I think that's in Jeremiah 31:31. Looking in the book of Jeremiah, 31st chapter, I believe. It says, they broke the Mosaic covenant. They broke the Davidic covenant too. It said, the murder of Jesus Christ once and for all made past promises broken forever. He references St. Augustine from 350 to 436. He said that St. Augustine said that the Jews have no more priesthood. They have no more temple and no more temple office of animals, no more land promise. They'll wander like Cain all around the earth as the foreigners. Held in subjection, and he says, and then it goes down here to May 1948, the 14th, May the 14th, was the fruit of satanic and Masonic designs. It says, hello, Harry Truman, World War II. Anyway, that's pretty much about the end of it. He says, Steve from Marxist Republic of Baltimore. It says more is forthcoming. So thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for the rest of your donation. He sent a nice little donation, and I certainly appreciate that. Well, people, we should have Sister Nancy Collione any minute. she gets in. She has a lot of stuff she wants to cover. but until she gets here, I've got a few things I'm going to cover. I was telling you earlier in the first part of the show, I talked to Sam yesterday, and I was telling you earlier, alluded to the fact that, you know, I was telling Sam, I had contemplated taking a month off the first of the year, maybe even a quarter, but I was going to get in touch with our biggest supporters first because I think some. I was coming to think that we're just grinding our wheels. We're not getting anywhere. We're not being able to convert anyone, especially like the Southern Baptist types. We've lost so many. We had one Southern Baptist friend I could still communicate with, but that's pretty much. I think I've pretty much messed that up over this Palestinian thing. I was telling her that no matter what these Jews do, I've asked them point blank. I don't want to get too far off track. How many Palestinian children? How many Christian children living in Palestine? That's right. I told her we have Christians living in Palestine. We have Baptist hospitals. We had them in Palestine. We had another hospital there from where was it that country in the east? I can't remember the name of the country. It's I've talked about it all the time though. But it's okay. How many hospitals can the Jews bomb? How many children can they blow up and still be okay? It still be okay with you? I mean, it's just because they're Jews, that's okay with you. So I'm just telling Sam all this, and Sam says, here's what he says. I didn't know this. He says that he's been under a hell of a lot of fire. I don't think Sam might be saying this, because he looked, I'll tell you what, I am so proud of being associated with Sam and Liberty News Radio. They've had to put so much, they being the Jews in the Congress, they've been giving Sam a hard time for months now. You know, a while back, I think we told you people over the air, we related a story to you where they gave James Edwards Inc., matter of fact, Blood River Radio got more negative ink than anybody from the SPLC and all the usual suspects. Well, listen, it's gotten worse since then, people. They being the Jews in the Congress, listen, on the floor of the Congress, Sam Bushman's name and Liberty News Radio's name has been entered into the congressional records as, get this, people, not a hate group, not a far right wing group, but as the nexus of hate. And you want to know one of the main reasons why they come down on Sam? Because I told Sam, why are they after you so bad? I mean, I mean, Sam knows this. If you listen to Blood River Radio, if you listen to Liberty News Radio, if you listen to anybody else on Liberty News Radio, without a question, there's no debate, Blood River Radio is by far the hottest, most controversial of all. I mean, we go further than anybody naming the Jew. We don't do one single show without naming the eternal Jew. And we damn them to hell, just like Jesus Christ did. So, and I told Sam, I'm telling you all this, I'm sure Sam won't care. I said, well, Sam, I'm really sorry, brother, that I brought all this on you. I never had, at one time years ago, I thought, maybe I'm wondering how much abuse Sam is going to be willing to take just to shield people like me and James. I mean, they've been trying to get James. Even when I was with TPC, they were trying to get us off then, the same old suspects. We had other radio people trying to force Dave Brown, the guy who syndicates, who carries TPC on AM 1600, and they run Blood River Radio in their archives. Other radio people were trying to force him to take us off then because we were so anti-Semitic. And we had a fighter pilot on by the name of, what was his name? He wrote a book called Another Bowl of Capusta. Gabe Dulias, his last name was Dulias. He was a fighter pilot in the Luftwaffe War II. Anyway, this is all getting to a point. And I'm saying, Sam, we're so much hotter. Why have they not come after us? Now, they have taken our archives down. They have done that before. But why? He said, Eddie, they can't take you off the air without coming through me. They have to take Sam down. And I want y'all to pray for Sam. I'm bringing this to a head because, listen, there's through very, very reputable source that he's been to. I think Sam may be under an investigation. I don't know. But if Sam goes down, we go down. If we go down. But I want y'all to know that's what we're going through here. We put our neck on the damn chopping block every week. And I'm going, listen, I know We're going to a break. I'm going to finish this when we come back. But God bless you, Sam. Be right back, folks.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. It happened hours after the United States vetoed a UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. A federal appeals court says free speech does not apply to former President Trump regarding his election interference case. The former president and others in the case are now restricted from making public comments about potential witnesses in the criminal proceedings. Today is the annual Army-Navy football game. The matchup is being held in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Colonel Jeremy Wilson appears on Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss the importance of the football game to members of the military and all those who watch it.
Army-Navy is one of the longest traditional rivalries in college football. And so now that we're done with all the conference play, we can really focus on the only game, and that's Army-Navy.
Dollar General is changing course regarding self-checkouts.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
Two people in the Los Angeles area woke up smiling on Saturday. They're the latest winners in the Mega Millions jackpot. The winners will split a jackpot of $395 million. President Biden and the First Lady are spending their weekend on the West Coast raising campaign money from million-dollar donors. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to finish up. And don't think, listen, I'm not praying to Sam or anything like that, because I'll tell you what, me and Sam's had some pretty bad fights in the past. But, I mean, that's what brothers do. You know, men do that. I did that. My best friend in the world, CW, I've been best friends with him for 60 years. 60 years. We fought. We brought blood from each other. By God, we did. But I would die for him. He would die for me. We've been friends for 60 damn years. The point is, I want you to know what kind of guy Sam Bushman is and what kind of guy Eddie Miller is, what kind of guy the people are on Blood, our co-host, Blood River Radio, Sam and his people on Liberty News. We are all together. And I want you people to know that this is serious stuff. When the Jews and the SPLC and the ADL have command on the, they're on the Congress floor and they're calling for an FBI investigation of Sam Bushman and Liberty News. What they're saying is, we want to investigate Sam Bushman, Liberty News, and Eddie Miller and the people at Blood River Radio and James Edwards at TPC. That's what they're talking about. So I want you people to know, we're not trying to be a martyr here, but I just want you to realize what we're doing, there's more risk involved than I thought. I told Dr. Hill not too long ago that I said, Dr. Hill, don't worry about coming on Blood River Radio because we're flying below the radar. He told me I was dreaming. We're not flying below the radar. As people were not, it's gotten a notch hotter. Just look north to the north of us in Canada and see people like us are in prison for thought speech, a thought crime, for speech crime. Well, people, I'm just winding it up. Another two here. I guess that's all I want to say about that right now. But so just keep that in mind. Pray for Sam in Liberty News. Pray for Jay and his family, and pray for us and all the guys and people, all the people on Blood River Radio, because we're sticking our neck out. We really are, and more so than I thought. And without repeating myself too much, we're going to go over to the one and only sister, the bell cow, Nancy, fire and brimstone lady. How you doing, Sister Nancy?
Almost perfect, little Eddie. Almost perfect.
Well, you know what? We have something here. If you want to go cover it, besides what you, I know you got some stuff to cover. This is how Blood River Radio goes. You know, we fly by the seat of our pants. I got a text from Mike Weaver minutes before he went on the air. He sent me this. I'll go there this, and I'll see what you have to think about everything I've said so far. You can comment on it since what I've said up to this point. And this thing right here, he sent this article. These are one of these flyers we've been trying to get from him. This one says, every single aspect of Metzitzah, Bepeth, whatever that is, Bepeth, is child molestation. It says, it's spelled Metzitzah. That's those Jew names are really weird. Metzitzah, Bepin, is part of the Jewish circumcision ritual where the Mohel, M-O-H-E-L, the circumciser, orally sucks blood from the flesh wound. It's got pictures of them doing that. I'm just wondering if they do that until the kid's 16. But anyway, the practice is first mentioned in the Babylonian Talmud dating back to the 4th century, where it states that the Mohel, who doesn't incorporate Metzitzah Bepin after a baby is circumcised, is risking the baby dying of infection. I wonder if they knew. I don't think they knew about infection in those days. It's still practiced this day out of a sense of tradition. Okay, then it gets. I'm going to wind this up. Between 1980 and 2012, there were 30 reported cases of infants contacting herpes. Between 2015 and 2017, there were 6 reported cases. Between September 19th and February 20th to 2020, there were 4 reported cases. It goes on and on. And it says right here, and I'm not getting, this is my words, this is theirs. Why are Jews allowed to suck baby penises? This is the handbill that the Goyim Defense Network they pass out, and this is, and little wonder why they catch so much hell. But it says right here, this flyer was distributed randomly without malicious intent and in compliance with the law. So anyway, I know that's a lot to unload on you. Anyway, Sister Nancy, thank God you're here. I love you so much. The rest of what's left of this hour is all yours, Sister Nancy.
It's interesting. I think, Eddie, you believe that many Christians understand what is happening in the Jewish world, but I have to disagree with that. I'm not sure that Christians really understand anything that is really in the Torah, Talmud, whatever. I'm not sure that the majority of Christians have ever studied the writings of the Babylonian Talmud. I have to say that I would just doubt that 1% of Christians, maybe some of the preachers know and would rather cover it up. But you know, it's interesting. I'll get off on a little. Well, it's kind of related. I went to a little social gathering today, one that I'm accepted at, and one of the ladies told me that there'd been a test of what state has the most gays, And I could not believe that she told me that it was in my state of Kentucky. I couldn't believe it. I would have said California, New York. Now, how is that possible?
But yeah, I question that.
Liberal. Louisville's been quite liberal. We've got a man here who's been very active for probably 20 years pushing the liberal agenda. And I want to mention something about something that happened in your city. I'm addicted to the National Enquirer. That's where I get most of my facts. And I'm just joking. But anyway, there's an interesting article in there that came out of the National Enquirer about a Tennessee college chaplain who tried to organize a bondage workshop for students with a dominatrix guest speaker faced a kink in her plans when the school canceled the event and gave her a swift tongue lashing. What it is, this is actually a legitimate female chaplain at the Rhodes College in Memphis who wanted to do a course in bondage. And she was advertising for it in Memphis, but apparently it got rejected. But I don't know what's going on in Memphis, along with all the crimes that you all got. Pardon. Maybe you haven't heard about this, Eddie.
No, I have, but I'm not surprised, by the way.
College in Memphis. This is chaplain Beatrice Will. She wanted to do BDSM 101. Anyway, it got canceled, but I'm just beginning to wonder what's going on in your town.
Well, I know all about where that school is. By the way, Keith Alexander, he's the co-host with TPC. He graduated from there, and then he went from there. He went to Ole Miss Law School. But Rhodes College, there is no more hotbed probably of communism, LGBT, anything that's more, at least borderline satanic. They have been Marxist, liberal, satanic for years. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But I don't have enough time to talk about that. But any university, any college you can think of, they have been taken over for years and years and years. A lot of people say it started during the Frankfurt School when they came over here.
Right.
But yeah, but it is, I can tell you, Rhodes College is whacked out nutcase place. I guarantee you. It's a beautiful college, but I've been by there. I don't even know if Keith knows this, but it was started by the Freemasons. Yeah, sure was.
Well, back to our weekly tar and feathering. I'm going to say tar and feather all the Zionists of Israel and also our American Zio-controlled, bribed, honey-potted politicians. The most embarrassing veto came out of the U.S. recently. Along with the U.K., the U.K. abstained at the U.N., when there was a special meeting called to call for a ceasefire and the returning of the hostages, and America vetoed the ceasefire. This is very recent, a very recent event. This has been going on for generations. Of course, the U.S. has been covering up for Israeli crimes for decades. But I mean, what I think is really interesting now is the protesters have been protesting Biden when he travels, and this is the best thing they could do. They go, they protest outside of his hotels.
Oh, Sister Nancy, I hear that.
And I still have one break, hero.
We've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Folks, we'll hang on to your seats. We'll go back to Sister Nancy right after this quick break.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times. times.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Some boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Quick, very super quick announcement. Phil Torney, one of the survivors of the United States Ship Liberty, will be coming on for one quick segment, the second hour. We're going to make a few announcements. It's going to be great. Sister Monica will be on the second hour. Jean and Nancy Esposito will be coming in the third hour. But that's what's coming up. I didn't give that outline earlier. But one more quick announcement. Brother Rand, please pray for Brother Rand. I've got to get him to further clarify what he told me today. He's having to work. But I think his congressman, his sitting United States congressman, has signed on, has said he will sign on and or has signed on to this a bill making it a crime in Alabama to say anything positive about Hamas, about Hezbollah, to say anything negative towards Israel in relation to this Palestinian thing. Palestinian war, this Palestinian genocide. So people, yes, we are putting our neck out there on the line, folks. Just to let you know. Eddie, go back to you, Sister Nancy.
Okay, Eddie. We do always want to honor a hero, and I keep going back to actually what I think maybe there's a reason why I keep going back to Thomas Massie of Kentucky. He is currently under attack by Congress people. Just like Liberty Radio, he's being attacked by the Jew lapdogs in Congress for passing around a meme that showed that the Jews are in control of Congress. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes. You're coming too loud and clear.
Something happened to my telephone.
You're fine.
Anyway, currently there are... I'm getting a call that says I'm getting suspicious. I guess there's a call coming in. But anyway, as long as you can hear it. Currently, there are over 17,000 dead Palestinians. Who knows? I mean, there was a horrible video that showed a hand waving underneath trapped concrete, massive pieces of concrete. This person cannot be extricated. There's no way. They don't have heavy equipment. This individual, man or woman, whose hand is, and he or she was alive, will die underneath the concrete within hours or days. There's just no way that they can be extracted from underneath these massive concrete pieces of buildings. And there's no way to account for how many have been killed or in these collapsed buildings. But they're estimating over 17,000 dead so far. I also heard that the children of Satan have murdered over 54 journalists. Of course, they target these journalists on purpose. We know that. It's not done by accident. They've been doing this for a long, long time. And there's a reason, because the truth is not, they do not want to get the truth out. They don't want these journalists to be real, to do real reporting. They would rather CNN or NBC or ABC to talk about the so-called hostages. The hostages, that's hostages is all you ever hear about. Let's go back to one of the stepping stones that started this genocide. Back on April the 5th of 2023, the Israelis stormed repeatedly the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is one of the holiest Muslim places. Actually, it's actually an area too that is of high value to Christians. But they stormed it. They used all kinds of stun guns. They beat up people who were trying to enter the mosque. This is one of the stepping stones that started more aggression against the Palestinians. But I'll be honest about this. I don't know for sure that October the 7th was an inside job by the Israelis. I mean, it certainly looks very suspicious, but that's not my issue. My issue is that this whole thing has been orchestrated and supported by the U.S., and by Israel to steal the natural gas that would have gone to Gaza out in the marine in the floor of the ocean that would have gone to Gaza in 1999, but has been held up by the Israelis for years, so they were not allowed to do any drilling. But oddly enough, during this so-called war, which is not a war, it is a genocide. Sometime about the end of October, the Israelis signed licenses, to several companies to start drilling. Now, I mean, can we not add one and one and come up with two, or is that too difficult? Yes, we know there's a question about maybe the creation, the original creation, and even the leaders of Hamas. I say that many of these people who are fighting and being killed have a legitimate reason for fighting the Israelis, and there is no way that the Israelis are doing precision bombing. How do you do precision bombing in a built-up area of almost 2 million people? It's laughable, but that's what our government is telling these sheeple every day, that the Israelis need to be careful and not kill so many children. That is a
Sister
joke.
Nancy.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to kill these people. They're trying to kill these children. They're running them out into the south, and they're bombing them in the south because they're wanting to force them into the Sinai Desert and into an encampment under tents so they can run them completely out of Gaza. Gaza will not ever be Palestinian property again, in my opinion. This is a land grab and a U.S. is certainly involved in this attempt to take over the gas, the natural gas that's out in the ocean.
Sister Nancy, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. People said, Hamas was a false flag created by Israel. Well, who says so? How do we know it was a false? How do we know that they were controlled opposition? Are we going to believe the same Jew media that tells us that Sally has two mommies, that the LGBT is the only lifestyle to go? Are we to believe the same people that told us that USS Liberty was an accident? I mean, how do we know? Mm-hmm. We don't know Hamas. And what I say is, what you do, you have to look at the facts. You can see a conspiracy behind every blade of grass. What you have to see is the facts. The facts are thousands upon thousands of innocents, not just Arabs. There are Christians. We pointed this out before. Christians living in Palestine. There's a Christian hospital, a.k.a. a Baptist hospital, an Indonesian hospital, non-Jewish, being bombed there. Many people being bombed. The people that there's ancestors, the people being killed in Palestine, they have ancestors going back to the time of Jesus. So My point is, let's say that Hamas was a false flag. Does that lessen the fact that there have been thousands and thousands upon thousands of people, non-Jews, killed in Palestine? Does that lessen the fact that 90% of the landmass of Palestine has been stolen? Does that lessen the fact that these Jews are bombing people that come to the aid, not only the refugees, but bombing anyone that tries to come to the aid? I mean, let's look at the facts. And I'll just end here. I hope I don't take too much of your time. But the facts is the Jews have had it in their literature from the get-go, from way before Israel even thought about being created in 47, 48, that they want to take that land. They say they've had that land forever. That's been Israel forever. It hasn't. There has been no Israel since before Christ. Back to you, Sister Nancy.
Right. You're talking about these bombing of the hospitals. It's despicable that nothing is being done to stop this. There's no doubt that this could be. I'm not saying that this was there's no way that this was not a false flag. I mean, I'm not saying that it couldn't. That's not my issue. I think that the Israelis, if they planned this, part of it is to take over these oil fields. But I want to pitch out something I talked about last week, is that in an airstrike, we know that they've been bombing churches. We know they've been bombing mosques. They've been bombing hospitals. All these things are totally, totally against the Geneva Convention and basic humanity. But at any rate, on October the 19th, 18 Palestinians were killed in a Zionist airstrike that was inside of a church that is the oldest church in maybe the third oldest church in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
St. Porphyrus. St. Porphyrus. It was built in 1150, and 500 people were sheltering inside the oldest active church in Gaza City, the Greek St. Porphyrus, built in 1150, and the oldest church in the world. They have no respect for Christians. They hate Christians. The tomb of St. Porphyrus was in the northeast corner of the church. This is just totally it's irrational, it's inhuman, and it's the way that Jews take revenge upon the Amalek. And we are the Amalek, and the people should wake up and realize that we are we are the people they hate.
No doubt about it. And I'll go back to what I've said before. I won't comment on this again because I've already said several times. The gas rights being off out there, yeah. But it's been in the Jewish writings. I'm trying to remember the fellow's name who created. He was given credit for the original designer of Zionism. Of having all the Jews, as many of the Jews in the world as they're able, can come up with the means to migrate to Palestine. You know, I remember I used to see all these war movies where the poor old Jews were being genocided, you know, by the mean Germans. And they would say, next year, Palestine, next year, Palestine. The Jews, the International Jewish Congress, the World Jewish Congress, have had their eyes on New Zion, and the greater Israel for, hell, over 100 years. Well, ever since they got their tail run out of there, probably by the Roman general. Used to know his name. Matter of fact, I called his name a week or two ago. Was it Tiberius? The Romans, they destroyed it, and they scattered the Jews all over creation, just like Stephen Baltimore pointed out. They gave up their covenant because they would not quit sinning. They would not quit sinning against God. They would not worship God. They were a stiff-necked people, like the scripture says. But they've had their eyes on Palestine forever, and the oil and gas is a bonus. And I want to say something else, but I see we're going to our final break. When we come back, I got to shut up because I won't take up any more of your time, Sister Nancy. We'll be right back, folks, after this, our final break, the first hour. We'll be right back.